T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Takes it for the touchdown. Wow!
After 7 o'clock, we were hoping to connect here with Adam Thielen. Normally a regular guest on a Thursday morning here when Dave Lee, maybe because Dave is off, maybe Adam got up, tuned in and thought, well, Dave's off, I'm off. That could be. Unless he was out just late last night. They had the first ever, what I think is the first annual, the first ever Minnesota Sports Award, where they just cross all lanes of sport and offer a salute to just about everybody involved. I got Adam Thielen now standing by on the line. Good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, you?
Good. John Hines in for Dave Lee here. Let's talk a little bit about what you were up to last night. You were a presenter last night at this Minnesota Sports Awards.
Yeah, it was a really cool event, honoring some athletes from Minnesota, and it was really cool to see just some of the talented youth and all that they're doing in the community in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Now, who do you recall? Who did you present? Who did you get to honor? Or you in particular?
Yeah, she was a softball player from Farmington, and she has battled some cancer and was still able to go out there and perform and win a state championship for her team. So it was a really, really cool, story. Really, it was pretty inspiring for me to see.
Yeah, pretty cool all the way around when somebody's got that kind of determination and that kind of perseverance. Hey, let's talk a little football here. Last Sunday, a big touchdown catch against Carolina, but then you appeared to be quite upset during the game because the earlier touchdown that had been overruled at the end of the first half. Give me your thoughts on that.
I mean, honestly, I was more upset with myself than anything, not finishing the catch and things like that, but yeah, I mean, I knew really right when it happened that it probably was going to get overturned just because of that rule. You know, I've seen it around the league. In the end zone, you have to complete the catch and you can't let the ball move. It doesn't matter if it's possessed or it doesn't matter if you if the ball doesn't touch the ground. If the ball moves at all, it's probably not going to be a touchdown. So I was just more mad at myself than anything.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. And of course, the rules come to be known as the Dez Bryant rule. How upset was the whole team after having that 8-game win streak snapped? And how do you regroup from something like that, Adam?
You know, honestly, obviously it was frustrating. The feeling of losing is not a great feeling, but at the same time, I think guys handle it well. I think guys came to work yesterday and practice hard, and we're a little more refocused from that loss. So, I think guys are handling it well, like I said, and we're looking forward to getting back home and in front of our home fans, and hopefully it's a electric atmosphere like it's been in the past.
I'm pretty sure it will be. Having been on the road for a while, you've got Vikings fans who have just been waiting. Probably some of them literally waiting on the doorsteps of U.S. Bank Stadium for you guys to get back and get onto the field there against Cincinnati and the Bengals. It should be just a great opportunity to sort of get back on track again. Cincinnati's not any cakewalk, though, are they?
No, they're really not. And we know we're going to get their best. You know, we have a target on our back right now, and we're going to get every team's, you know, their best effort. They want to knock us off. They want to make it difficult for us to make the playoffs and things like that. So, but yeah, they're a good team. They're a really physical defense. They fly around and they make a lot of plays. So, in this league, and there's no easy wins, and and you have to bring your best effort.
Is it too soon to talk about, are you guys even thinking about playing for a home field advantage, a home field opportunity at this point?
No, honestly, we're trying to win this week, and we know what that means. We win this week, we're in the playoffs, we'll take home the division, and that's our main focus right now, just making sure that we're preparing harder than we've prepared all year, because this is a big game.
Well, you know you'll have a great crowd on hand, and we will all be watching from wherever we are, Adam. Thanks so much for the visit this morning here on WCCO. I do really appreciate it.
And absolutely. I appreciate it.
Dave will be back with you next Thursday, too. So have a great game. We'll all be watching here. Adam Thielen's visit with us this morning brought to you by Advanced Spine on WCCO.
Good. More importantly, how are you doing? It's great to have you back in the stable, and we missed you while you were gone. And boy, it was just fun to have your voice back on Monday. I forgot for a minute that you're going to be on. I heard you. Oh, that's right. John's back. It's awesome to have you back, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. I appreciate that. Yeah, if I'm back, that means at least you don't have to be in here for it, right?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay.
No, but it is. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Wild and Wolves both off last night, but both play at home tonight. Tell me this, because I've been watching the Wolves here as they go through the season, Maxie, and I know you're over there, you're talking to them and such. Does it seem that things, is there no sense of urgency among them?
Yeah, I get the sense that they do have urgency. I get the sense that they do, that they are concerned about these fourth quarter collapses, and that Thibodeau is pulling his hair out, what little's left of to try to get that thing figured out defensively in the fourth quarter. But whatever it is doesn't resonate, because they show signs. It's kind of like the some of the parts doesn't equal the whole, because they show signs during games and they show flashes, and Jimmy Butler's been good in the fourth quarter, and that's why they brought him in. And you know, there's things like that where you go, this team's got all the parts, why doesn't this work, especially at the end of games? And it's always because they have some defensive letdown when they give up easy baskets to Philadelphia the night. You're watching that game and going, they can't lose this one. You're almost ready to turn it off, and all of a sudden Philadelphia's back in it. They hit a couple threes. They get a couple easy baskets. And now you're going to overtime. And you get into overtime and the same thing. And they end up getting beat. And that scenario has played itself out. So the good news, bad news is it ain't hard to identify what the problem is. Defense late in games. The bad news is they haven't figured out how to fix it.
You know, you had a great conversation last week with Shabazz Muhammad, Beyond the Den, the first of the season here on WCCO Radio. And lately, he doesn't even know what it says on the basketball.
No, that's right. He's been out of the rotation. I watched him yesterday after practice, and he was shooting and shooting and taking more shots and more shots, trying to keep his confidence up. And it's a difficult time for him, because he did get a chance to start a couple games early in the year when Jimmy Butler was sick, and he didn't play that well. And then he still kind of, you thought he'd be an instant offense kind of guy, and he didn't give them quite what they wanted in terms of being able to shoot the ball and do all those things. Some of that's because they have Jamal Crawford now that they can lean on a little bit off the bench for offense. And all of a sudden, he was just—they made the decision that he's not a part of that eight or nine guys is going to play on a given night. So he's trying to play his way back into it. He's trying to do all those things. It's just going to come down to the next time, and he will get another opportunity. He has to perform. He has to make shots. It's that simple. When you get open shots, you have to convert. You have to score. You have to have a plus-minus. So when you go in the game, our team is better off than when you weren't in there for those few minutes. And he hasn't done it, but he's a mature, good guy that understands those kinds of things. But this is a really difficult situation for him.
Hey, we should mention this. Gopher women had a quiet but impressive win yesterday as they were playing. They moved to 10-2, kind of a bit under the radar for the Gopher women playing basketball at the U of M.
Yeah, it's been the non-conference schedule, so it's always hard to measure where they're at with it. We got back tonight from Carolina about 12:30 or midnight, whatever it was, and they were at the carousel at the same time. They just played over out of San Diego. They lost on Sunday, but they came back. And yeah, it's hard to say right now how that's going to translate in the Big Ten. Carly Wagner's had some pressure taken off of her. She didn't score quite as much. Kenesha Bell obviously has played very well for them. So they've had some people that have stepped up here so they've become a more balanced team. That's first step for them. It's just hard to see how that's going to work down the road.
Coming up here an hour from now, we'll connect again. We'll talk a little bit about Minnesota Wild. Spurgeon back on the ice, well, at least back with the team here.
Yeah.
We don't know if he'll get back tonight, but also some high school boys basketball last night. A couple of really tight games that'll be fun to look over here when we connect a little later on here. Maxie, thank you.
Sounds good, John. Thanks.
Check Sports with Mike Max here. joining me this morning on WCCO. Hey, Maxie, how you doing, first of all?
Good, good. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Yeah, I'm a little slower. Every time I start out in a direction, it takes me a couple of steps to get going in that direction.
Remember, the triathlon's not until July. So yeah.
Okay, good. I'll get to work on it. So, hey, let's talk about a couple of things here. The Twins lost right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie in the Rule 5 draft this morning, but picked up another right-handed pitcher, a minor leaguer from the Marlins. Tell me how this all plays out here.
The Rule 5 draft is kind of interesting because you get them and then you can return them. I think they're with you through spring training, and then you can return them. Every once in a while, you'll get a gem. The greatest ever was Johan Santana, I believe the Twins picked up, and obviously you won two Cy Young. So this is where your scouting department puts the onus on them to figure out who's out there that's available, because these guys are supposed to get a chance at the big leagues, and they can only be in the minor leagues so long before somebody can claim them that way. So generally speaking, they're pretty modest in terms of who the guys are and whether or not they'll be big helps to this team. And this team is more concerned about getting a real established starting pitcher. And it's interesting, though, John. You look at and they are good arms. These are good pitchers. Don't get me wrong. But Hugh Darvish and Teddy Archer both are at the top of the list for a lot of teams right now because they're innings eaters. And Archer's got power pitching, strike guys out. Well, neither one of them even had a 500 record last year. And it's not that they can't throw it. It's that it just tells you what a premium there is on people trying to find starting pitchers. You don't even have to be 500, and you're in the, you can get into that $12 to $15 million a year category real quick, just as long as you logged enough innings and won just enough games and had enough strikeouts. I mean, you don't even have to have an effective win-loss record anymore. That's where Major League Baseball is at because everybody wants starters so bad.
Now, give me your thoughts here on Pineda. Who was signed yesterday by the Twins, $2 million 1 year because he's still recovering from the Tommy John surgery, and then $8 million the next. What do we expect to get there?
Yeah, he's really an interesting sign because you're paying him to rehab. He had Tommy John surgery in July, so he'll be out this next year. He's a veteran pitcher that's, he's one of those guys that you can count on him. You know he's going to give you innings. You know he's going to give you a good shot. He's proven himself enough in the league. But you're waiting on him until 2019, but that's the kind of funny money they have in that game. You can pay $2 million just to rehab to basically get his rights for 1 year for 2019. So in essence, you're paying $10 million for 1 year, 2019. And I guess long-term, there's nothing wrong with that move. It's nice to know that, after next year, you'll be looking at, you won't have to go out into the free agent market and you already have one in your quiver, so to speak. But those aren't different. He's not a difference maker. He's just an okay pitcher.
All right. Let me switch to Timberwolves. Timberwolves on the radio tonight here on WCCO Radio, your home for Timberwolves basketball. A lot of talk of late of players being burned out, getting too many minutes. Apparently, there's no burnout in Jimmy Butler, who went for 38 on Tuesday. Here's what he had to say regarding that topic.
Mm-mm. I think we need to get in better shape if we're tired. Do whatever it takes for this team, this organization to win. If you're tired, run some extra laps after practice.
Yeah. So give me your thoughts on this about cooking your team.
Yeah, I agree with Jimmy Butler. I mean, these guys are in their 20s. And they're playing basketball every other night. This isn't that taxing, okay? And not to diminish how what 48-minute NBA game is, but this is what you do. This is all you do. Your nutrition, your workouts, everything goes into it, and you get plenty of stoppages in play. Being in good enough shape to play shouldn't be a problem. And it sure wasn't a problem for Philadelphia when they went to overtime the other night with their young bodies. They sure looked like they were in good shape. So I hate excuses like that, especially when you got guys in the prime of their career. They're not injured. All they're asking them to do is play basketball. And you can do anything you want to get yourself in shape so that you can play and go the distance. So I agree with Jimmy Butler.
All right. Hey, what do you hear about Dubnyk's MRI? He had that lower, leg.
Lower body injury.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything back. They're lucky they've got Alex Stalock sitting there who was good the other day. They played Gorskin tonight. Both the Wolves and the Wild play tonight. But Stalock's been able to step in. He had a bad game there a couple weeks ago, and he came back and did a nice job the other day. And he's such a competitive, gutty guy that this is why they signed him. So we'll hear more about Dubnyk. I don't think it's going to be that serious, but you never know. I wasn't out there yesterday. But they're really lucky to have a guy like Stalock that can step in there right now.
Yeah, it worked out very well the other night. So, hey, Maxie, you and I will chat tomorrow morning at the same time. I know we've got Timberwolves basketball, so you get one free moment here for some Mike Max time. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Appreciate it, John. Good to visit with you again.
All right, take care. We'll be talking some more Super Bowl 52 in just a few minutes here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.